play. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Brian and Ian here at the Kohl Center, 7:38 left in regulation. A 1-1 game between two of the top five teams in the country. Michigan wins the draw. TJ Hughes shot blocked from the slot, though. Holtz, the defenseman, had the puck, lost the puck. Bantle protects, tries to slide it ahead to Whitelaw. Slowly gets its way to the Badgers freshman, who then plopped it off the sideboards right to the stick of a Michigan player. And Holtz dumps it in now for the Wolverines to our right. Dexheimer meets Hughes. Hughes coughed up the puck to Mellenbacher. Owen ahead to Bantle, stumbling with a puck, kicks it to his forehand, pulled down from behind by Moldenauer, and no penalty call. And offside on Wisconsin. 7:07 to go here in the third. RBC Wealth Management wishes the Wisconsin men's hockey team a great season. RBC Wealth Management, the presenting sponsor of this 75th season.
Well,
I'd imagine you're going to see some short shifts here.
Cilia, Desaint foul, Bantle out, or beg your pardon, Lucius out for the Badgers. Michigan won the draw. Boy, the Wolverines have been winning more faceoffs here as the game's moved along. Michigan sends it into the Wisconsin zone. Kerr with a nifty head and shoulder fake to free the puck. Now here's Cruz Lucius cutting in on Earnesy. Back checking, able to knock it away. Lucius still in a battle, though, below the Michigan goal line. Cilia there, too. Fights through the trek from Truscott. Fell down, trying to get the puck to Desaint foul. And it's pitched out to center by the Wolverines. And it's protected there by Wisconsin's Lodge. He's able to slide it back towards the Michigan blue line, but Warren's got it there. And now Earnesy gave it away to Lodge. Fitzgerald cuts back to his left. Little step, left wing, shooting. One fought off by Barczewski. Rebound kicked back towards the goal. And Barczewski used his right pad to keep it out. Badgers hold his own. Dexheimer, Palatichuk. Wisconsin looking for the go-ahead goal. 6:15 left here in the third. Palatichuk backpedaling. Left wing, Lucius steps in. He's open. Shoots one low, missed the net. Off the back of the netting. Still loose. The Badgers try to keep it alive. Tassie does so to Palatichuk. Fitzgerald was open in the slot. Palatichuk didn't see him off the bench. Finley, his shot blocked by Earnesy. Loose in the slot. Brindley gathers it in and now twirls away from pressure, looking for an outlet steal. Finley coming in deep, backhand. Oh, he hit the crossbar. Fitzgerald picks it up, looking slot. Finley, one-timer, he missed the net. Oh, two grade-A chances for freshman Quinn Finley. Here comes Michigan's Duke. Look out, slot, weaves left. Shot saved by McClellan. Loose
and
puck,
we're gonna get
and
a penalty
on Wisconsin for tripping. Oh, Quinn Finley, beautiful steal, hits the crossbar on a backhand, then set up low right, misses the net, and then back-checking Fitzgerald gets a two-minute minor for tripping, and Michigan with a power play, 5:35 left in the third, and a
Ouch.
Chance to snap a 1-1 tie.
Yeah, that's the irony of the game, is that you have two golden opportunities, and then you turn around and it's not really that they gave up a play,
yeah.
But I think if he doesn't take that penalty, it's a golden shot for Michigan.
Michigan uses its timeout after the penalty to Fitzgerald for tripping at 14:25. Wow.
Yep. This has been a game of inches, to say the least. I can't believe that either coach has a blood pressure meter on them, but they're probably sky high right now.
Quinn Finley, who scored two goals in his Badgers debut in this building a few weeks ago against Augustana, scored last night. Finley, 25 goals in 55 games with the Madison Capitals and Chicago Steel a year ago. He had 65 points, more than a point per game in his final year in junior hockey. The New York Islanders' third-round draft pick this past year. Boy, he had some chances there.
Oh, man.
Wow.
And it began. Whatever goaltender wins this, I'm sure that they'll say, I'd like to thank my defensive partners, the Post Brothers.
All right, so the Badgers shorthanded. Lindmark, Korbach, Kerr, and Lodge Wisconsin.
Really?
7-for-7 on the PK the last four games. Michigan's power play better than 40% this season, but 0-for-3 this weekend. Faceoff goes to the sidewall. Michigan's Hughes had it, had his stick lifted, taken away by Lotch, and he'll sweep it all the way down. Horbach hustles after it. He'll get there first. Horbach, stutter step move behind the net. Works his way to the left. Cut off there by Casey, who strips him of possession. And then McGroarty pops Horbach up high, who embellished it a little bit. And Michigan will skate it out to center, and here comes Brindley with speed through the center circle. Badgers in a box, back in their own zone. Brindley, sauce across left wing. Hughes settles it down. 90 seconds to go on the Michigan power play. 5 minutes left in the third. 1-1 game. Puck comes free. Hughes, turnaround shot. That goes wide. And then batted away. Bad pass out by Dylan Duke that got all the way to the blue line. Casey able to hold. Brindley now, left wing, steps to the dot, goes to the goal line, backside open, McGroarty. He was off balance and didn't get enough of the puck and wasn't able to get it on net, and the Badgers clear. McGroarty's almost out of control at times, it seems. He's had a lot of chances here tonight and hasn't really had too many quality shots on goal. Flubbed the puck, he hit the crossbar on his best chance today. Here's Nazer across the line. Power play continues for Michigan. 45 seconds left. Open man left point, top of the right ring. Drops it back straight away. It's Truscott. Now here's Moldenauer. Right side, backside left. Shot by Nazer right through the blue paint. Moldenauer to the point. They're playing pitch and catch. Taken away by Palatichuk. Oh, beautiful soft pass ahead. DeSaint foul with a partial breakaway. Shorthanded. Pulled from behind. He falls down. Penalty coming up on Michigan. Oh, what a great play on the PK by Palatichuk to DeSaint foul. Who will skate four on four for 26 seconds. And then the Badgers will get a power play and a chance to take the lead.
Palatichuk is becoming a premier penalty killer for the Badgers. Not only did he jump out to get the loose puck, but he had the recognition that Matty DeSaint-Fail was going to be wide open if he just laid it out there for him. Wow. Beautiful pass.
Beautiful backhand sauce at center ice that sprung DeSaint-Fail, who was late in his PK shift. He just couldn't get separation from the defenseman who was back checking, but had to hold him just to slow him down.
So we'll go 4-on-4, as you mentioned, for about 20 seconds. And then the Badgers will enjoy about a minute and 40 seconds of power play.
Hold at the 16-minute mark against LaPointe. So here comes Brindley. Fans off to his left. 4-on-4. Skates it deep into the Wisconsin zone. Little right-hander. Slowed by Kerr. Takes a bump from Kerr. Still possesses the puck. Stops half-boards right. Kerr remains on him. Shoves him once or twice. Lindmark now in a battle near side with Shifsky. Gets some support from Lotch, who frees the puck back to Lindmark.
Here
and
we go.
Badgers on a power play for 90 seconds. Back at full strength. It'll be Dexheimer, DeSaint-Fail, Cilia, Lucius, and Bantle. Dexheimer drop back, DeSaint-Fail. Now to Cilia. He'll skate up near side wall. He gains the line, across the line. He steps down to the goal line and bumps it back out to the blue line. And Dexheimer, open man right wing, Lucius. Goal line, hash marks, goal line, back right side, Dexheimer. Cilia sets, pass towards DeSaint-Fail in the slot, went off a stick, stays in play. Dexheimer, Cilia now, left wing, back to DeSaint-Fail in the slot, couldn't handle the pass. Michigan got in the way and then cleared.
Yeah, and that was a planned play. You're going to give it to Cilia, going to give it to DeSaint-Fail in the slot, and then it's going to come back to him.
Fifth Kunis power play of the night. Good stick handling by Dexheimer to work into free ice. Bantle now can't play the puck on the far side wall. Nudged out by Nazarin all the way down. 30 seconds left on the power play for the Badgers. 2.5 minutes to go here in regulation. A 1-1 game. Wisconsin trying to sweep Michigan. Here's Whitelaw, burst of speed, trying to get around Brindley in deep. Whitelaw, right-hander, freshman, he's open left wing, didn't look at the nets. Goes cross ice, right back to Whitelaw, left wing, shoots one. Oh, save made by Barczewski with a left pad, wow. And then cleared by the Wolverines. 10 seconds left on the power play for Wisconsin. Lead feed, Fitzgerald steps across the line. Badgers have numbers. Right wing, Tassie, looking backside, and he swept it between two of his teammates. Here's Jugnoff now, settles, shoots, blocked, loose in front of the Michigan net. Cleared out by Michigan. Steal by Jugnoff. Under 2 minutes to go. Wisconsin now 1-for-5 on its power play. A 1-1 tie here at the Kohl Center. Here comes T.J. Hughes, 3-on-3, Michigan. He's dangerous. Look out. Here's McGroarty. Hammers one, and a Wolverine went into the net, knocking it off its pegs. And the puck ricocheted out to the far wall. And the whistle stops play.
And the referee's got his hand in the air. But I'm not sure what the call is going to be.
McGroarty hammered one. I don't know where the puck went. The Michigan player, Hughes, went hard into the net. And I don't know if McGroarty hit the back of the net. Actually, it was Dylan Duke who went into the cage, dislodged the net. But the referees didn't call a good goal. McGroarty hasn't been talking to anybody in stripes.
No, I didn't see the puck enter the net.
I didn't either. But the Michigan coaching staff is talking now, and Brandon Nerado is chatting with one of the referees, Jake Rakuki. I'm not sure what he's explaining, but one of the Michigan staff members is relaying a message to the bench right now. And Nerado may be asking to see if McGroarty's blast from low right went into the net or not. And now the referees will talk at center ice. 1:40 to go in regulation. It's a 1-1 game. Both teams have had power play chances here in late in the third period. Neither could convert. And the referee still confers. And what's happening?
Michigan is down there, but the puck was in the net before the net came off.
All right, so McGroarty's shot, they believe, hit the back of the net before Duke collided with the net, knocking it off its moorings. And we're going to find out, or the referees are going to take a look at video replay right now to find out.
Yeah, that was, again, there was just such a scramble of a mass of humanity in front of the net when the shot was taken. I cannot honestly say that I am sharp enough to understand whether, or to see and relive it in my mind, whether it did go in the net before he had collision with the net or not. But a wise use of the timeout by, or the challenge by, Michigan.
Well, if this challenge is unsuccessful, Michigan would be shorthanded because Nerado's without a timeout. Unless the referees conferred and determined themselves that they need to look at it without Michigan challenging.
There's a million-dollar question right there.
But I thought the referee said Michigan is challenging that the puck went into the net before it was dislodged. Now, the one replay we saw, Ian, it was really difficult for us to tell where the puck went.
Exactly. That was the whole thing. As I mentioned, that mass of humanity that was in front of the net, no idea whatsoever where the puck was when the net was dislodged.
All right, here we go. The referees come out.
After reviewing the play, the puck never entered the goal.
No goal. That's a delayed game penalty on Michigan, which did challenge that the puck had crossed the goal line before the net had been dislodged. That's a delay of game, and Wisconsin gets another Kunis power play with 1:40 to go in the third. Wow. That is the risk you take if you don't have a timeout.
Is that what they call it?
18:20.
Is this what they call a nail biter?
On delay of game on Michigan. Wisconsin with its sixth power play, trying to win this game late like it did last night. And the crowd on its feet here at the Kohl Center. Cilia to take the draw with a stop to the left of Barcheski. DeSaint foul. Bantle, Lucius, Dexheimer. Estapa dove on top of the puck, or tried to, before the puck was dropped. Warning, actually, on Cilia. If he gets another one, it's a delay of game penalty on him. And then we'd be skating 4-on-4, but Cilia wins the faceoff. Dexheimer, blue line and looking. Here's Cilia, right wing, back to Dexheimer. Cilia once again outside the right circle, down low. Bantle posting up, back to Cilia, low right, back to Bantle. Tried a turnaround shot, lost the handle. Lucius was there, but picked up by Brindley, and he sends it all the way down. Michigan will change its penalty killers. 1:18 to go in regulation. Badgers on a power play, trying to win this thing. Lucius to Cilia. Comes across the line. Rink wide left wing. DeSaint foul looking. Oh, Cilia had a step behind the defense. DeSaint foul didn't have a lane to pass. Dexheimer with it. Here's Cilia now. Right dot shooting. One! on, and he hit the top of the glove of the goaltender and up into the mesh, stopping play.
I think they refer to that in the pro leagues as a Cubs home run. Up into the netting. Wow. Cubs home run. Oh, yeah. You can cut the intensity with a knife here, folks, because with the 1-1 game and 59 seconds left and the Badgers on a power play, they're going to let it all hang out right now.
Cilia against Estapa again. Same five Badger skaters on this man advantage. Faceoff won by Estapa. Casey skates to open ice and flings it off the right hand of Lucius, who couldn't hold the zone, forced back into the Badgers' end, and now Wisconsin's got the puck again. Lucius up the middle, fans off to his right, finds Cilia, give and go with Lucius, couldn't put it on net. Cruz then taps it to the corner. Cilia will chase it down. 40 seconds left in regulation. Badgers on the man advantage. Lucius with it outside the left circle. Steps in and looks. Now peels back to the wall and Dexheimer. Dexheimer. Cilia, right side. Dexheimer wants a one-timer. Down low. Bantle again posting up. Didn't catch the pass. 25 seconds left on the in regulation. Bantle with it. Out to the point he goes. And Cilia, straight away Dexheimer. Kicks it to his forehand. Lucius, low left. Stepping in, looking for a spot. Fought off by Barchesty. Wrister by Lucius. Dexheimer again. Back to Lucius. 10 seconds. Lucius shoots one. Barchesty safe. Rebound there. Badgers decent foul. Tucks it in. Power play goal.
Well, I, in my mind, was thinking if there's anybody I want shooting on net, it's Cruz Lucius, because he either seems to find the goaltender's head, the pad, the backside of the stick, and there's always been a rebound waiting for it to happen. That's exactly what happened. Good patience by the Badger power play. I'll have to give him credit for that.
Matthew DeSaint foul. Barchesky made the save, and it bounced to his left, and DeSaint foul worked around the penalty killers, able to poke it in with 6.5 seconds left in regulation. Power play goal for DeSaint foul, his fifth goal this season. Badgers lead by one, 6.5 seconds left. They empty their net for an extra attacker, and Owen Lindmark to take the faceoff at center against Nazer. Battle still at neutral ice, dumped in by Tyler Duke, goes to the corner, Lodge after it, 1 second, and that's it. And then a collision below the goal line. Look out! Brindley and Lindmark pair up as the horn sounds, and the Badgers need to be careful. Tyson Dick now in a headlock by Rutger McGroarty. Now Horbach going after one of the Michigan players. And the line's been able to separate a little bit here. The Wisconsin Badgers. Late game heroics last night from Tassie and Lindmark. Tonight it's Matthew DeSaint foul, MDSP, with a game winner with 6.5 seconds left. The Wisconsin Badgers sweep fourth ranked Michigan, now 9-1, and on top the Big Ten at 4-0.
Yeah. Can't say there wasn't any drama in this game by any stretch of the imagination. And I would say that the tens of thousands who got to witness it live are pretty excited for their Wisconsin Badgers.
Best
beautiful
start,
play.
Best start since the 99-2000 season for a six-game winning streak for Wisconsin since December of 2013, 10 years ago. And thrilling fashion for the Badgers, too. They've got five come-from-behind wins this season. Here it was even, late third period, exchanging power plays. Eventually, DeSaint foul gets the game winner at 19:53. And the Badgers sweep Michigan for the first time in 5 years.
It's been a while. There's no question. You know, the interesting part is that Matty DeSaint foul is a little emotional. There's no question about that. As I'm very seriously watching the lineup shaking hands, Matty gets about 40 hugs as he goes through, because I think most of them played with him or against him in Chicago.
Oh, sure. A number of them did. Yep. Wow. And now after DeSaint foul leads the handshake line, he and his teammates go towards the crease creatures and get them fired up. They'll lock arms and sway to varsity here in a moment. and celebrate a significant series sweep on home ice. Six straight wins against nationally ranked opponents. 17th-ranked Michigan Tech and Houghton. Top-ranked Minnesota at Mariucci. Now 4th-ranked Michigan at the Kohl Center. And next up for Wisconsin, another matchup with a nationally ranked opponent. Michigan State in 2 weeks in East Lansing. DeSaint Foul with a game winner in the final 6.5 seconds. Wisconsin 2, Michigan 1. And this men's hockey season, Exact Sciences will light the lamp for Ringo. For every goal the Badgers score, Exact Sciences and others will donate $21 in honor of Rob Andringa to fight colorectal cancer. Help us make this an unforgettable season for an unforgettable guy. And with 2 goals today, $21 more to the list. That's $714 to fight colorectal cancer so far. Badgers 2, Wolverines 1 the final. And we'll hear from head coach Mike Hastings, our star of the game, highlights 2. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy, and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together. Bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff, to go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 32 tonight, under mainly cloudy skies, winds out of the south, around 5 miles per hour. High of 53 tomorrow. 47 tomorrow night, chance for scattered rain showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 42.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on Locally Grown Radio.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Very good, Jethro.
It's $735 to fight colorectal cancer in honor of Rob Andringa. Boy, he would have loved watching these two games between the Badgers and the Wolverines. So high octane last night. Tonight, a little bit more tight checking. You know, both teams had some quality looks. Both teams rung iron. Both teams had chances on the power play. But we've seen it in the first 10 games this season, Ian, when Wisconsin is, you know, maybe on its heels or maybe against the wall or in a tie hockey game, it's finding ways to make plays.
Yeah, it's exactly right. They're finding ways to win. They're finding ways to make plays. They're finding ways to get to the goal. The one thing that I will say about these two high-octane teams is that I can honestly say if I went into the locker room, each and every player is spent after these two games because it was physical, it was fast, it was high intensity, temper started to flare. And at the end of it all, they're all going to sit there and go, oh, man, that was hard. Let's do it again.
Right, exactly. Matthew D. St. Fowl, the game-winning goal. Primary assist to Carson Bantle. Cruz Lucius, the secondary assist at 19:53. Shots on goal in favor of Wisconsin tonight, 31-29. Jake Barcheski stopped 29 shots but took the loss. Kyle McClellan, 28 saves tonight. He was very good again as his record now 9-1. Let's name our three stars of the game, brought to you by Everlight Solar, Ian.
Well, I'm going to start at the top, and obviously the man who got the game-winning goal and got his second goal of the evening, Matty D. St. Fail. I shouldn't say that. He got his a goal and an assist. That's what I was meant to say, because they did change the goal to Bantle on the first situation. But as you can tell, special teams play a very, very important part. And if you have somebody like Matty who is a goal hound around the net, and he gets a goal and an assist, it's all because of the fact that he's so good in tight. And I've got to give him credit where credit is due. And you score the game winner, you better get the game player of the game.
6.5 seconds left, darn right,
Second player of the game, second star, excuse me, I gave to Carson Bantle. One goal, one assist, and for whatever reason, he was a very difficult person to move in front of the net. He did get some quality looks. I don't think that any of his goals are ever going to be recorded as pretty by any stretch of the imagination. He's usually going to be falling down or clubbing the puck or getting hit from behind or whatever happens, but they do go in the net. And my third star, I'm sorry, but I had to give it to two people. The defensive pair of Daniel Lotch and Anthony Kerr were outstanding again tonight. So they pretty much play as one unit, so I'll give them a two-for-one deal tonight. The number three star goes to Anthony Kerr and Daniel Lotch, who I think, if I'm looking at it right, will be plus players, number one, and number two, lead the team in block shots.
Yep, so there are your three stars of the game brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Thrilling win after a thrilling win last night. 2-1, Badgers beat Michigan in the final seconds. More of our postgame show coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Now is your chance to be there when Badger football takes the field this season. With limited games remaining this year, it's time to act now and secure your tickets for Northwestern and Nebraska this November. Tickets are selling fast. Lock in your spot for game day today. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit UWBadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's UWBadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
You have one new notification from Cleary Building Corp. This is to remind you if you're thinking about building a home, storage facility, or commercial building, make sure your building has a Cleary Shamrock on it. At this time, we urge you to visit clearybuilding.com immediately to speak with a sales specialist to get you the building of your dreams.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Get the best warranty in the business at clearybuilding.com today.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects. Quick releases. Optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Back at the Kohl Center, 12,218 paid to watch. A fantastic finish. Wisconsin 2, Michigan 1, the final score. There were some penalties after the time expired. At the end of the third period, Wisconsin's Tyson Dick took a five-minute major for face masking and a 10-minute misconduct. And then Gavin Brindley, the Michigan top-line centerman, took two two-minute minors for roughing and then a 10-minute roughing penalty. It was indicated here on the box score. So he got 14 minutes of penalties when the game was over. But the Badgers win here tonight by the final score of 2-1. So who is the... what is the energizing performance of the game here?
It was really hard to pick, you know, with 6 seconds left in the game and to win the game in overtime. I'm thinking that maybe the Wisconsin power play after the bad decision by Michigan to challenge whether the puck had gone into the net. But again, as we have talked off the air, you get in a situation where as their coach, you have to show that if they come to you and say, hey, that puck was in the net before it was dislodged, that's one of the issues.
Right.
But for Wisconsin to come out on the power play, don't do well in about the first 20 seconds, 25 seconds, right, but then to turn around and show just such composure, such dedication to what they have set up, and to complete every pass the way they want, that's exactly why the energizing power play of the game goes to the Wisconsin power play with, what, 5.6 seconds left or whatever it is, to win the game in a very, very emotional, high-tense game like this.
And officially 19:54, the time of the game-winning goal by Matthew D. St. Foul. Badgers scored four power plays this weekend against the Michigan Wolverines, and none bigger than the one that D. St. Foul scored here to finish this one off. Again, the energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. We'll hear from head coach Mike Hastings coming up and a lot more. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Haller House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Haller House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
Two-one, Wisconsin, a winner over Michigan tonight. Final seconds, Matthew DeSaint foul, power play goal. Wisconsin 9-1, best start since the 99-2000 season when the Badgers started 10-1 with Danny Heatley and Steve Reinprecht and Jeff Desner and Graham Melanson. Great, great team.
Yeah, they weren't bad. They could put the biscuit in the basket.
They certainly could. They certainly could. Let's look at scores.
Hey, guys.
Sorry. Hey, I think Mike Hastings is downstairs. I didn't see you down there.
Yeah, you know what? I got to get my milk box.
Thanks. Sorry about that. Coach Hastings is downstairs following Wisconsin's thrilling sweep of Michigan. Wow, how do you explain that one? That was another fantastic finish and a grinder, too.
Yeah, you know what? A little bit different game. I thought a lot tighter on both ends. And you know what? Our group's done a really good job at just finding a way. You know, you need your leaders to be leaders, and that's what happened tonight.
You certainly found a way with the power play, too. That was an energizing performance. It was, it's been good at times, and other times a work in progress. But lately, I tell you, it's been clicking better than not, right?
It's been a difference maker for us and different guys at different times, whether it's Cruz or whether it's Maddie. And you need that to be the difference. Again, I thought we did a good job staying out of the box for the most part. When we did go to the box, I thought we did a good job of killing penalties. And you know what? It's the difference in the game.
It is. You know, the head coach for Michigan, Brandon Nerado, you know him. He played for you at Omaha. You're in a tough spot there. He was. Rutger McGroarty had a shot from the low right circle that – I lost sight of the puck. I didn't know where it was. The goal came off its moorings as Dylan Duke slid into the net, popped it off, and Brandon Nerado, through communication upstairs here, thought let's challenge because they thought maybe the puck had gone across the goal line. Without a timeout, if that challenge is no, that it was no goal, then it's an automatic delay of game penalty, which gives you a power play. That's you're in a pickle there, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, guys, I don't know what was going on that side. It's one where if you challenge and it's in the back of the net, you've got a goal lead with just a little bit of time left. So I don't know all the facts of what happened on that side. You probably know more about it than I do.
And I guess I'm asking you, when you're in that situation, that's a tough call if you don't have it 100%, right?
Yeah, there's a couple things you do. You try to rely on the people that are upstairs, and then you ask your athlete. You know, you ask your players, did it go in? Or at least that's what I've done in the past. But I don't want to judge. I don't want to question. I don't know everything that went into that decision. And you know what? I'm just I'm glad that we found a way to win a hockey game in front of a lot of friendly fans in this building, because it was bouncing tonight.
Yeah, they were rocking and just waiting for something like that to happen. And boy, this can galvanize not only the people that were in this building tonight, but your program and the players in the locker room too.
Yeah, you know what, the guys, they, like I said, there's every game takes on a life of its own. Last night you saw a little loosey-goosey where it was up and down the rink and there was 9 goals that were scored, and tonight it tightens up a little bit, and one play can make a difference, and that's what happened tonight.
Yeah, Kyle McClellan was solid again for you, and we've said that after every game, it seems, right?
Yeah, he's been a rock for us, you know, and I'm glad tonight we didn't leave him on an island as much as we did last night. I thought our defensive core really did a great job of bucking up tonight and defending at a different level than what we had done the night before, and they were rewarded for it.
Yeah, I think Ian Perrin wants to take Lodge and Care home with him.
yeah, you know what? You can have him for a couple days, but he'd eat him on Monday.
Well, the situation gets to me, and I'm an old left-handed defenseman. There's no question. It took me 4 years to score 4 goals, and Lindmark gets 4 goals in 2 games. I was so jealous. It was unbelievable.
I want to tell you this. I watch you play. I'd take you on my club anytime.
Well, I watched Daniel Lotch, Owen Lindmark, and Anthony Kerr in particular. You guys blocked 21 shots. They had 14 of them between the three of them. There's a telltale sign for me.
As you know, and you played the game, that's about as, if you want to get respect for the guys in the locker room, play selfless.
Yes.
Put yourself out there and say, you know what, this isn't getting to the net, and I know I don't have goalie pads on, but I'll make sure it doesn't.
Yes.
And all three of the guys that you just mentioned, if you walked around our locker room and you asked, you know, who are the guys you most respect, I think those guys would be at the top of the list. So we're lucky they're playing in a Badger uniform, and we're proud of them.
All right, what's the plan here now? You're off next weekend and then go to Michigan State. So, does this come at a good time? I would assume so. That's a lot of games in a short period of time and those three back-to-back-to-back road trips.
Yeah, and in my time in college hockey, you know, through different schedules every year, if you can get a break around that 5 weekends in a row or 6 weekends in a row, it comes at a good time. And especially with our road-heavy schedule, as you just mentioned, it makes a difference. And our guys are going to have to manage tonight and tomorrow and make sure that we cross our T's and dot our I's, take care of each other, and make sure that we come back on Monday. And we'll do some things this week, but we'll also take the opportunity to get caught up on the academic side and on some rest.
Yeah, and let them have some fun too. They've earned it, haven't they?
Yep, they have. You know what? They've been outstanding for us, whether it's been on the rink, in the classroom, or out in the community. I'm very proud of what the group's doing in all three areas, and I'm happy for them.
All right, Mike, thanks for your time, for coming out, and that was fun. Thanks.
Appreciate it, fellas.
All right, that's Mike Hastings, head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers, after a 2-1 win over Michigan, winning in the final seconds as Matthew D. St. Foul scores with 6.5 left to play.
I like his explanation of the game. He goes, last night we were in a horse race, there's 9 goals scored, blah, 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 and tonight nobody could buy one.
Right.
You know, that's a
it's true.
Great explanation of the game. And everything just got so much tighter on Saturday night versus Friday night. And I think both teams realize that that's the way they're going to have to play on Saturday in order to have success.
And that's usually the way it is, right?
Yep.
You know, especially in league play.
Very, very much so.
Yeah. Let's take a look at other scores around the country while we have some time. Hope to hear from Matthew D. St. Foul in a little bit. Where did I leave off? Actually, we really didn't get started too much, did we?
Nope.
No. Why don't we get into it then? Let's go to non-conference play. Ferris State beat St. Lawrence in overtime.
Yeah.
2-1. Michigan Tech, a 4-3 overtime win over Augustana. North Dakota has knocked off Boston University 5-4. I believe that's an overtime final. Bowling Green, a 4-2 win over Mercyhurst. After two periods at Amsoil Arena, homestanding Minnesota Duluth now trails Minnesota 3-2. The Gophers trying to sweep that series. Jimmy Snuggerud, Aaron Hughlin, and Jackson Nelson with second period goals for the Gophers. Hughlin and Nelson scored 23 seconds apart. Arizona State trying to sweep Stonehill tonight. Alaska Anchorage and Alaska meeting this evening as well. Atlantic Hockey, RIT, beat Army 5-3. Canisius and Holy Cross, a 3-3 overtime tie. Niagara got by Air Force 4-3. CCHA, Lake Superior State beat Bemidji 5-1. And St. Thomas, a 6-1 win over Northern Michigan. Quinnipiac in the ECAC, 6-0 win over Harvard. It's hard to be the defending national champs, but that's a good win on the road for Quinnipiac.
Yep.
Yep. Also, 5-4 Dartmouth over Princeton tonight. Union, a 5-1 win over RPI. Cornell crushed Brown, a 7-1. Colgate over Yale, a 7-1. Hockey East, Boston College swept Lowell, a 3-2 win on the road tonight. Maine, a 5-4 victory over Merrimack. Providence shut out New Hampshire, 2-0. Connecticut knocked off Vermont 5-2. NCHC St. Cloud shut out Miami 6-0. Denver now leads Colorado College 3-1 after 2. And Western Michigan and Omaha tied at 1. That's in the third period of play. And in the Big Ten tonight, Penn State and Notre Dame. Last check I had, late third period, tied at 3 in State College. Is that right?
Correct.
First game of that Saturday-Sunday series for the Nittany Lions. Who are coming off a split at home against Anchorage while Notre Dame had swept Mercyhurst last weekend. Michigan State scored 3 unanswered goals to rally past Ohio State 6-3. Gavin O'Connell, 4 goals on the weekend for the Spartans. We'll see Michigan State in 2 weeks in East Lansing. Adam Nightingale's club now 7-3 overall, 2-0 in Big Ten play. And, of course, here in Wisconsin, knocks off Michigan by the final score of 2-1. We hope to hear from our number one star of the game, Matthew D. St. Fowl, coming up, and we've got highlights, too. Also should mention the top-ranked Wisconsin women's hockey team beat St. Cloud State up in St. Cloud today 5-2. Casey O'Brien, game-winning goal, snapped a 2-2 tie with about 3 minutes left. Layla Edwards scored twice. Ava McNaughton with 21 saves. Mark Johnson's club now 12-0 in Idle this weekend before heading to Columbus to take on second-ranked Ohio State November 17th and 18th. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. 4 generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Stop the bin! Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win 4 tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Well, Wisconsin won last night 5-4 in thrilling fashion. Any way the Badgers could possibly make tonight's game even more exciting?
No, I don't think so. And just got a couple texts. As you saw, I was just talking to my nephew, and he said, you know, that's good college hockey. I'd pay to watch that. And I did.
Ian and I did not. We were here for free, but it was a lot of fun. And here are the plays of the game. Nazer, nice catch left wing. Pitched it in front. Oh, I think McCullen got a piece of Moldenauer in Titan, it sails into the mesh. Oh, Kyle McClellan has stopped all six Michigan bids here in the first period. Far side now and Nazer. He fumbles it a bit, but back out to the point. Truscott shot blocked. Oh, ricocheted. And McClellan had to stick out his left skate, made the stop. Kerr out of the box. Badgers kill off Michigan's power play. Dexheimer, right wing, Cilia now. They're changing places. Bantle low left, power move, tried to scoop it over. Berchesky made the stop, and then Wisconsin's D. St. Val scores. He chipped it over the Michigan netminder. 1-0 Wisconsin on D. St. Val's third power play goal of the year. Out to Earnesy, far side, Holtz. Now to the slot, and Nazer shot right on. And McClellan on his knees stopped it, hit him in the chest, dropped to his lap, and he covers. 5 minutes to go in the period. 35 left on the power play for Michigan. A 1-0 Wisconsin lead. Block shot, care on the blast by Brindley. Badgers clear. Brindley gathers it in and now twirls away from pressure, looking for an outlet steal. Brindley coming in deep, backhand. Oh, he hit the crossbar. Fitzgerald picks it up, looking slot. Brindley, one-timer, he missed the net. Wrister by Lucius. Dexheimer again. Back to Lucius, 10 seconds. Lucius shoots one. Barczewski safe. Rebound there. Last night from Tassie and Lindmark. Tonight, it's Matthew D. St. Val, MDSP, with a game winner with 6.5 seconds left. The Wisconsin Badgers sweep fourth-ranked Michigan, now 9-1, and on top the Big Ten at 4-0.
Yeah.
Six straight wins against nationally ranked opponents. 17th-ranked Michigan, second Houghton, top-ranked Minnesota at Mariucci, now 4th-ranked Michigan at the Kohl Center. Those are your plays of the game, and awfully fun to hear Matthew D. St. Val score that game-winning goal with 6.5 seconds left. We hope to hear from him at some point here tonight. I know Owen Lindmark was trying to get to us for the post-game show last night.
And he stiffed us on purpose.
He apologized, said I had to get in the cold tub, so which he did, and I'm sure Matthew is celebrating with his teammates right now. But
well,
we
with the five shots that Lindmark blocked tonight, he'll probably be back in the cold tub till tomorrow.
Right. So looking at the final stats, Wisconsin took six penalties for 23 minutes because of 5-minute major for face masking and a 10-minute misconduct against Tyson Dick at the end of regulation. Michigan had 10 penalties for 28 minutes because Gavin Brindley got mixed up with Tyson Dick. Badgers went 2-for-6 on the power play. Michigan 0-for-3. Wisconsin won 38 of 66 faceoffs. David Cilia, 17 of 24 in the circles tonight. He was exceptional. Badgers had 21 blocked shots to Michigan's 10. And Daniel Lodge blocked 5 shots tonight. Anthony Kerr, 4. And Owen Lindmark with 5 block shots tonight as well. And we'll get to the rest of the stats here in just a moment. But
how many block shots did Matty D. St. Val have?
Matthew D. St. Val had 1 block shot tonight.
Oh, my God. He must have been out of position or something and somebody hit him.
No, I don't think so. He was in right position to score the game-winning goal. Our number one star, Matthew D. St. Val, downstairs here on the post-game show. Matty Bryan and Ian upstairs, congratulations. Boy, that was a fun series, and what a way to cap it off.
Yeah, no, I mean... It's unbelievable. We're kind of just still, like, in awe of the crowd this weekend. Like, some of us were talking. That's what we've been waiting for a long time. And it's just awesome to get the support and energy from this crowd. And I just thought we did a really good job of sticking together and pulling out the wins.
Yeah, I know, you know, Owen Lindmark told me last night he hadn't played in front of a crowd this large and loud last night. And it was larger and louder tonight. I mean, when you step on the ice, it's got to give you instant energy, doesn't it?
Oh, chills. And especially for, like, the starting lineups, you get a chance to look around and really see how many people there are. It's just awesome. I mean, can't really describe the feeling.
Yeah, you know why they're coming.
Yeah, yeah, makes sense a little bit. Not a bad start, but we definitely got to keep it rolling. And just, I think we're doing a good job of staying even keel, not getting too high and not getting too low. I think we just do an amazing job of sticking with it when we face adversity. So just got to keep it rolling.
This is your fourth year here, and obviously, you know, the Big Ten Championship, your freshman year, you get to the NCAA tournament. It's been quite a turnaround and an adjustment for so many people, you included. So what has been able to bring this team together so quickly to have the success that you've had?
You know, I want to give credit to you know, the university itself and just like the atmosphere that we're surrounded by, coaching staff, support staff, like people that are around the rink, they don't get enough credit. So I just think that we're really just taking advantage of all the resources we have here. It's such an amazing university, and it's great that we can come in the summer. We had those 8 weeks early to get the new guys kind of acclimated and you know, build some camaraderie together, and I think we're just clicking really well.
Yeah, and the coaching staff has put in a system for you, and it seems like everybody's bought in and believing right now. Is that the case?
100%. And, you know, I just think we're really pulling for each other. You can see it on the bench. You know, we get down by one, we're up by one, nothing changes. We just have that next shift mentality, next man up mentality, so it's working.
All right, tell us, you know, it's a 1-1 hockey game. The place is going nuts. Brandon Nerado, the Michigan coach, takes a chance, challenges what a call that maybe McGroarty shot went in the back of the net before it was dislodged. Wasn't the case. He had already used his timeout. Penalty on Michigan. You get a power play. Your power play has been pretty good here of late. Kind of take us through how everything developed over those final few seconds before you tapped her home.
Yeah, credit to their penalty kill, too. They were doing a really good job of just being aggressive on us, but I think we kind of just grabbed each other, said, hey, take a deep breath. You know, let's really just work on executing here and move it quick, and just worked it around. Dexheimer, Lucius, Cillier, Bance just did such an amazing job of working the puck around and crashing the net and just found a loose one and just whacked at it.
Well, interestingly enough to me, I described your goal as another pretty goal by Matty D. St. Phil. And then when Bantle was given credit for the first one, I got into a position where I went, that man has scored more ugly goals than anybody in the world. So I think you're kind of a Jekyll and Hyde pair out there on the power play.
Yeah, no, it's awesome because, I mean, we've been together for going on 3 years now, and he's one of my best friends. And we kind of joke around because we're skating up to the circle, and he's twice the size of me, and we're like, you know what, let's just muck it up down there. Let's get greasy in front of the net. And I think we just have that. We have each other's backs, and we just have fun doing it.
Yeah. Your celebration after scoring that game winner, tell us about it.
I don't really remember too much of it, but I kind of just remember jumping into the glass and had to catch my breath for a second after. But, I mean, just the crowd is amazing, and it was a great feeling.
All right. Hey, you get some time off. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? You get a week off to kind of breath, you know, take a breath and relax, and then you'll get right back after it. Boy, the Big Ten's going to be tough, Matty.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we're just going to be smart this week and just clean up some stuff. You know, guys need to recover and just reset for Michigan State.
All right. Hey, thanks for your time. Enjoy tonight.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks, right. Brian.
Sure. Salute. Sure. Thanks, see you guys. Later. That's Matthew D. St. Phil, game-winning goal for the Badgers who sweep Michigan here tonight. We'll wrap up our broadcast in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hello?
Man, where are you? This wedding is lit. I thought you were coming.
Ooh, I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did. I can't believe I'm missing out on Greg's wedding.
Whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Grandma's about to what? What?
Man, I'll call you back.
Oh, man.
Sounds like another case of flu FOMO. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Men's Hockey on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says.
Avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Mentioned the Badgers, 2-for-6 on the power play, 12 shots on goal on their power play tonight, spanning, 9 minutes and 20 seconds. Michigan failed to score on its power play this weekend, going 0-for-4. They were clicking at 41% when they come in, but discipline has been a key to this team, and believing. They believe that they can win.
Everybody talked about it before the series, and Coach Hastings made it very straightforward in his press conference, is that we got to stay out of the box.
Yep.
And only 4 penalties that resulted in power plays is a pretty good job of the coach's rule is 3 or less and we've done well.
Sure. Garrett Shifsky scored the lone goal for Michigan tonight. He had 2 on the weekend. Gavin Brindley held scoreless. Rutger McGroarty, who came in as the leading scorer in the country, had an assist last night but didn't have a goal this weekend. He had his chances, only 2 shots on goal tonight. Jake Berchesky made 29 saves this evening, but he took the loss. He's 4-3-1. Michigan 5-4-1 overall, 1-2-1 in league play. Well, Wolverines return to Ann Arbor for a series against Minnesota next weekend. Meanwhile, individually, we told you about Dee St. Fowler's game-winning goal and an assist tonight. Carson Bantle with a goal and an assist, 4 shots on goal. Lindmark with 4 shots on goal. He